Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, locals in the Sligo community have been left numb following a fatal house fire in the north of the county over the weekend. A man has been remanded in custody at Derry Magistrates Court, charged in connection with the stabbing of a woman on Saturday. An urgent appeal has been launched by police in Derry after they discovered a defibrillator. And Letterkenny University Hospital was the third most overcrowded hospital in the country this morning. These stories in full plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore will have the latest sports news at around 15:15. But first, locals in the Sligo community have been left numb following a fatal house fire in the north of the county over the weekend. Brothers Pat and Seamus Cuff, both in their 80s, were pronounced dead at their family home in Rathlee. The scene remains preserved for a technical examination as neighbours gather to comfort one another. Sligo Councillor Michael Clark says both men will be remembered as kind and gentle.
Well, this is a huge knockback to the locals, because these two elderly gentlemen was terribly well respected. They were absolutely gentlemen. They lived a great life. They were great neighbours, great friends, with all a welcoming house, and, you know, it's very sad.
A man has been remanded in custody at Derry Magistrates Court, charged in connection with the stabbing of a woman on Saturday. 50-year-old Gerald Coyle of Moss Park in Derry faced a series of charges, including malicious wounding of a female, possessing a knife with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, assault on a female occasioning actual bodily harm, and assault. A police officer connected the accused to the charges and opposed bail. Daniel Pitcher reports.
The court was told police were called to a report of a woman being stabbed at around 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 27th. They spoke to a woman who was covered in blood, who said that she had been out drinking with her partner, Gerard Coyle, when he lost it and started throwing the Christmas tree around. She said he then grabbed a knife and attacked her, causing wounds to her head and hands. Coyle was then said to have chased two other men who came to the house and then walked topless down the street covered in blood. He was alleged to have shouted at a pregnant woman, "Do you want some too?" and then ran at her before being restrained. The court heard that the defendant has 66 previous convictions, some for very violent offences. Coyle's solicitor said his client claimed he had a mental health episode at the time and had no intention of hurting anyone. Deputy District Judge Connolly said that this must have been a terrifying ordeal and refused bail. Coyle was remanded in custody to appear again on January 22nd.
An urgent appeal has been launched by police in Derry after they discovered a defibrillator. They believe it may have been stolen from somewhere in the city or nearby. PSNI say they understand how vital the life-saving piece of equipment is and want to return it as soon as possible. They're asking all defib owners to get in touch with them via 101 if they believe it is theirs. Letterkenny University Hospital was the third most overcrowded hospital in the country this morning. 19 patients were waiting on a trolley, 3 in the emergency department and 16 in wards elsewhere in the hospital. Sligo University Hospital was the busiest hospital in the country, with 26 people waiting for a bed, followed by University Hospital Limerick with 20. A paraglider has been hospitalised after they crashed onto the roof of a hotel in Fermanagh. It occurred at the Lochearn Golf Resort near Enniskillen at around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Eamon Torsney reports.
The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service says they received a special service call at 12:51 p.m. Three appliances, two from Enniskillen and one from Lisnaski. The specialist rescue team and a turntable ladder attended the scene. The man was rescued from the second floor roof of the hotel. Following assessment and initial treatment at the scene, he was taken to Southwest Acute Hospital. Meanwhile, Lochearn Resort has released a statement saying the main hotel complex had been closed at the time. It has since reopened to the general public, with the hotel wishing the patient well.
Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Paul Canning, has been looking forward to projects in the upcoming year and beyond. The Riverine project linking Lifford and Strabane, the 10T project, future rail projects and Peace Plus projects are all things he and the council are looking forward to. He's urging any sports clubs or groups to contact the council, as there's also sports capital funding available in the coming year. As chair of the A5 committee, he's also aware of the timeline of rail links from Portadown to Derry, which projects to have stations situated in Lifford, Strabane and Letterkenny, and welcomes all updates on the progress of the project.
The 10T, that is going to be a game changer. in my opinion, for Donegal. We are at CPO process and the environmental side of things. Unfortunately, there's going to be 40 residential dwellings that we're going to have to negotiate because we're going through their property, and there's also going to be 4 commercial. So I would like to see progress and a smooth process there for that, because, as I say, the TII, and as we were up with the delegation, they are 100% behind us, and we have €1 billion for that project already in the bag. So that will alleviate a lot of the traffic problems that we're having in Letterkenny, but it will also make the access into Donegal a lot easier for a lot of our haulage companies. There will be capital, sports capital projects, and there will be money be given out to all of our sports. So I would ask people to come and get in touch with myself or get in touch with any of the politicians to get a link with Minister McConnell to see if we can get projects over the line regarding our sports capital. So all in all, again, the time's flying. It'll be no time to come to July, and I'm handing over the baton again, you know, because the last 6 months have just flew.
Translink released their projections for the Portadown to Derry line, which will link Lifford and Letterkenny in there. Do you have any thoughts on that plan they released?
We welcome any news that comes, but we're aware of it maybe prior to the announcement last week, you know, that was happening, and that will be a big project. But it's unfortunately, because of procurement and how the process works, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be further down the track.
Meanwhile, Cathair Lough of the Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Martin McDermott has reflected on a busy year for the areas within Inishowen, describing it as a year of good things and fighting to complete projects. Councillor McDermott highlighted the Tusnua project progressing to tender stage. The regeneration plans have been in motion for a number of years, with €9.6 million allocated to deliver a new multi-use hub in Carndonagh. He has also recognised the work that has gone into addressing the issues surrounding defective concrete blocks, admitting there is more work to do in 2026. He has also called for more investment into tourism for the area, as it is a big employment sector for the peninsula.
I think we had a lot going on in the show this year. I suppose the show is pretty unique when it comes to the council. We tend to fight our own battles a lot, and you know there's a lot in the pipeline for the show. And Tusnua getting to tender stage in Carndonagh has been a big plus for us, because it's vitally important that the town gets regenerated. As you know, this is the big talking point, and it still is and will be for a lot of number of years, is the defective concrete block, and something I put an awful lot of time into. And you know, that is something that we still have work to do on. There has been quite a number of changes this year, the changes that we've been fighting for probably 12, 14 months now, for side-by-side inclusion for people with disabilities, the extra rate and pay, the fact that when you have two houses together, semi-detached, that the one does not have to meet the damage threshold to get on the scheme. I think that's vital, as we've seen throughout the year, where there was one house and semi-detached being tossed and another one standing up. It didn't make sense. So a lot of good things that we've done, a lot of fighting we've done to get those things over the line. And I think they're big things for an issue this year. But I suppose tourism as well is another, you know, major employment for our peninsula, and I think there needs to be more investment in tourism. We need to fight more to get more tourists up to this part of Inishowen. I think a lot of the tourists are coming to Donegal, but they're not coming as far as Inishowen. I think that's something we have to seriously work on for next year.
Frustrations have been expressed over the lack of water on Gola Island. It comes as the island sees an increase in footfall due to the winter school in Gidor. Councillor Micheál Colm McGill-Aspig says it is unacceptable that island communities are constantly neglected. He added that while work is being done to promote Gaeltacht areas, the infrastructure is not there to back it up.
Island Gola has been without water since way before the summer this year. And here we are at an extremely busy time of year with fantastic work getting done to put on the winter school in Gidor. And people are here. People want to visit the islands when they're here. Some people are returning home maybe from America or other parts in the world, and they want to maybe go into Golda for a couple of days to rent a house, but we're without running water, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable that Golda has experienced outages of water over many years now, and that the infrastructure wasn't put in place. But right now, it's not alone that we're without water for a period of time. There ain't no infrastructure in place. The pipes have been taken up, and we're now left with a tanker every now and again being left at the pier for the islanders to get their own water. That's not acceptable. People need to wash, people need to cook, people need to use the toilet. And the idea that we as a council are constantly promoting our islands and the heritage, like as a Kyol, like as a Changi, we're left without water then. So one arm of government is doing work to try to promote the area. The other arm is ignoring us here now, and that is not acceptable.
Ireland will reach peak population in around 3 decades. A National Economic and Social Council report shows peak child and peak baby have been passed already. It's described as a decisive shift in population from expansion to gradual ageing. Policy analyst with the NESC, Dr. Grainne Collins, says over time it will have an impact on society.
In time, will affect the number of children in the workforce, which then in turn will affect how we support our society, because there'll be less workers supporting more population and more older population.
Donald Trump has once again spoken to Vladimir Putin on the phone about a peace plan for Ukraine. The US president and his Ukrainian counterpart Vladimir Zelensky met yesterday to talk through a 20-point framework for ending the war with Russia. The White House says Trump informed the Russian president about the latest developments in a positive call today. Ukrainian MP Alexei Goncharenko says he remains sceptical about Russia's commitment to peace.
For me, the main obstacle for peace is Russia, and I don't see any evidences that Russia really is ready to solve the war. So my optimism is very cautious.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Chris is here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. We'll begin with racing, and Lossie Mouth has won today's feature race at Leopardstown, the December hurdle under the ride of Paul Townend. She overcame brighter's days ahead in a battle of the mares to register her 9th Grade 1 success for trainer Willie Mullins. Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy continued their red-hot festive form, with Wadu claiming the Grade 3 Kerrymount Mares Hurdle. In soccer, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says the club will be active in the transfer window in January as they push for a first Premier League title in 22 years. They also remain in the Champions League and the EFL Cup, while they'll begin their FA Cup campaign in the new year. Arteta says they're not afraid to add to their squad.
The window is there. I mean, we're Arsenal and we have to be looking at it. Okay, what do we need? And we have to be actively looking. And then can we do it or not? That's a different story. But our job is to be always very prepared, because something can happen. So hopefully very positive.
Well, staying with English soccer, and there is a full fixture list in the Championship this evening, with the top game being between leaders Coventry City and third place Ipswich Town. That starts at 6 o'clock. 10 matches have a 7:45 start, while Birmingham City and Southampton played 8:15. And at the Africa Cup of Nations a short while ago, it was 1-1 between Zimbabwe and South Africa, while Angola and Egypt was scoreless. Turning to League of Ireland matters, and former Derry City player Evan McLaughlin has joined Waterford. He had been with Cork City. And FIFA president Gianni Infantino says the pricing structure for next summer's World Cup has been validated, with 150 million ticket requests made. Expensive prices led to criticism of the governing body, who then provided some more affordable tickets for the tournament. Infantino's confirmed that the highest number of ticket requests have come from the United States, Germany and the UK. In darts, Justin Hood's dream debut run at the PDC World Darts Championship has continued. He's through to round four after a 4-1 win against Ryan Mickle. Hood now awaits the winner of the match between Callan Ridds and Antrim's Josh Rock. And Charlie Manby has booked a spot in the last 16 by beating Ricky Evans by 4-2. In athletics, Finn Valley's Nuleen Scanlon has set a new course record in the Drumcliff 5K yesterday, as she won the women's race in Sligo in a time of 16.49. She was seventh overall, with John Travers of Dunor Harriers in a first in a very fast 14.45. Meanwhile, in the Northwest Indoor Games organised by Killybegs Athletic Club, well, more than 110 clubs were represented, with a record entry in excess of 700 athletes taking part. And in boxing, former world heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua has been involved in a car crash that has left two dead in Nigeria. Police say the former world heavyweight boxing champion has been taken to hospital. According to eyewitnesses, the incident occurred along a busy highway where a vehicle carrying Joshua collided with a stationary truck. Finally, more than €5 million in dormant accounts funding is to be awarded to national governing bodies of sport. The Department of Culture, Communications and Sport and Sport Ireland have announced a significant portion of it will go towards disability-related initiatives. And that is your Monday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. Fermanagh and Omagh police have issued security advice to shoppers following a recent increase in thefts. They believe an organised crime gang may be behind them and are working hard to identify those involved. Aidan Delaney reports.
In the reported thefts being investigated, the suspects, who typically operate in groups of 4 to 6 individuals, appear to target high-value items including health and beauty products and alcohol like brandy or champagne. These are mainly taken from smaller community shops rather than large supermarket chains. Some of the suspects appear to dress in long flowing clothes like maxi skirts and long dresses, often layered with other long cardigans and coats that allow them to conceal stolen items on their person. They've also been known to carry rucksacks or large bags. Police are urging all business owners, employees and members of the public to report any concerns to police as soon as possible, and they say they'll use all the tools at their disposal to identify and arrest offenders. They are also encouraging business owners to install CCTV, if not already in place, and to consider adding anti-theft devices to higher value items, including premium alcohol brands.
Donegal County Council says one of its priorities in 2026 will be to capitalise on the success of the TBEX conference in Letterkenny in September. The council is also welcoming the continued championing of the county by Lonely Planet, which continues to position Donegal as one of the most sought-after destinations in Ireland. Ryan Brawley has more.
In its budget book for 2026, Donegal County Council says it will continue to work with partner stakeholders in supporting the camping and campervan sector in Donegal. Funding was previously allocated to businesses and community-based groups for the provision of facilities. New signage has been piloted in a number of areas and the existing camping service points in the county have been reviewed. The importance of the festival and event sector in Donegal is acknowledged, with the council administering almost €50,000 in funding from Fáilte Ireland. The council says it will continue to press Fáilte Ireland and other national bodies to commit more promotion of Donegal and the North West region, while continuing to invest in its digital marketing assets, including GoVisitDonegal.ie, social media and blogging platforms to promote Donegal in a targeted and effective way. The council says its commitment to enhance air access to the region is evident in its allocation of €50,000, which has been made to Donegal Airport and Ireland West Airport at Knock.
Over €130 million has been issued to the farming and fishing industries in Donegal during 2025. Nationally, over €2.5 billion has been invested in these sectors. Welcoming the news, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Martin Hayden, says the payments provide vital supports for our farmers and fisheries, in turn supporting rural and coastal communities. He added that he looks forward to a successful year ahead. 202 organ transplants were conducted in Ireland this year. It's down from 233 last year and 235 the year before. 140 kidneys, 9 hearts, 15 lungs and 33 livers were among the organs transplanted. Dr. Catherine Motherway from Organ Donation Transplant Ireland says it's an incredibly selfless act to donate organs.
We need, as a community, to be more and more aware of organ donation and to actually expect to be approached when sudden things happen. And if we can actually instill it in our community and in our public consciousness that organ donation is a wonderful gift, and it's something that we attempt to do where appropriate as part of end-of-life care in ICU, that I think will help.
And now for the weather, dry and cloudy this evening with low temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, locals in a Saigo community have been left numb following a fatal house fire in the north of the county over the weekend. Brothers Pat and Seamus Cuff, both in their 80s, were pronounced dead at their family home in Rathlee. The scene remains preserved for a technical examination as neighbours gather to comfort one another. A man has been remanded in custody at Derry Magistrates Court, charged in connection with the stabbing of a woman on Saturday. 50-year-old Gerald Coyle of Moss Park in Derry faced a series of charges, including malicious wounding of a female, possessing a knife with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, assault on a female occasioning actual bodily harm, and assault. A police officer connected the accused to the charges and opposed bail. An urgent appeal has been launched by police in Derry after they discovered a defibrillator. They believe it may have been stolen from somewhere in the city or nearby. PSNI said they understand how vital the life-saving piece of equipment is and want to return it as soon as possible. And Letterkenny University Hospital was the third most overcrowded hospital in the country this morning. 19 patients were waiting on a trolley, 3 in the emergency department and 16 in wards elsewhere in the hospital. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December 29th. The death has taken place of Michael McGinley, Rathfarnham, Dublin, and formerly of Dunfanaghy, County Donegal. Reposing at Fannigan's funeral home, Will Brook, Rathfarnham, on Thursday from 5:30 until 7:30. Funeral mass will take place on Friday at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Annunciation, Rathfarnham, followed by burial in Kilmashogue Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. House private. The death has taken place of Rosaline McAleeny, Ní Dougherty, Main Street, Clonmany, and formerly of Moville. Rosaline's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday at 10:40, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Medical 5 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Rona Cody, Ní Murphy, 43 Oakfield Close, Buncrana, and formerly of St Columbus Avenue, Buncrana, and Poles, County Cavan. Rona's remains are reposing at her home, where you are all welcome to pay your respects. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Archery, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in St Mary's Graveyard, Cockhill. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 12 noon each day and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has occurred of Eileen McClafferty, Barry, Letterkenny, Downings, County Donegal. Reposing at her brother's residence, Crookna-Murlog, Downings, tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Family time only from 10 o'clock. A shuttle bus service will be running from the Downings GAA Centre from 3 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral mass in St John the Baptist, Carrigart, on Wednesday at 11 o'clock, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. No flowers, please, with donations in lieu, if desired, to Crumlin Children's Hospital. The death has occurred of Patricia Slowey, Ní Devlin, Tully Cleeve, Ardra, County Donegal, and formerly of Longford Town. Patricia's remains will repose at Shovelin's funeral home, Sandfield, Ardra, today until 8 o'clock. Funeral home private before the funeral. Removal from there tomorrow to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. Patricia's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Church of the Holy Family website. The death has taken place of Myra Cole, Myra Hannah of Mina Wheel Crawley. Her remains will repose at her home today until 8 o'clock. Rosary at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and before the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Mina Wheel, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. And the death has occurred of Michael Murphy, Temple Moyle Culdaff, and formerly of Achill Island. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 11:30 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time from 10 o'clock and before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.